It's 7:49 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for checking us out and staying with us for that matter. Waters, Mr. Superstar, that delivered an incredible performance at Miss Namibia over the weekend, which we will chat about as we continue with the show. But for now, let's check out the condition of the roads.
It's the Fresh FM Road Report.
Alrighty, so if you find yourself in the Katutroko Mazlalo Western suburb areas, it seems like all traffic lights are functioning well. No one has updated us in terms of observing anything different from what we were reporting. And we also don't have any road closures that have been reported. And if you're on the road right now, heading over to Central Business District or City South, it seems like the traffic lights at Julius Nyerere and Armstrong is flashing on red this morning. Jose Kutako intersection with Mahatma Gandhi is also flashing on red. And also on Independence Avenue, the pedestrian crossing right at ShopRite is also flashing on red this morning. We don't have any road closures in those areas, and also accidents that have been reported at this hour. So continue being safe behind the wheel.
That was the Fresh FM Road Report. Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan on Fresh 102.9.
It's 7:51 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We're talking about the fact that the Ministry of Labour, Industrial Relations and Employment Creation last week announced that they are actively working to ban companies from charging job seekers a fee to apply for work. And with that said, we're really asking, apart from that, what really is the most painful reality about job hunting?
Hey, morning guys, hope you guys doing well. Haven't seen you in a while. The award winning platform.
Oh, stop it, man.
When you say seen.
Dang, women, my harshest reality, way, way, way back in the day, job hunting. Finished varsity, got my degree after 5 years, applied for a job. Oops, we need 10 years of experience, my man. We can't take you. If only we were smart enough back in the day, or not, I wouldn't say smart enough, if we were more informed back in the day of these internship programs that these guys are running, would have been good to know about it. But yeah, everything happens for a reason. I'm in a happy place, progressively being happy and getting there. Yeah, that's my painful reality.
Okay, graduate progressively. Fancy. Big words.
Thank you so much, Akin. But yeah, man, just what you mentioned now. Yeah. Imagine 10 years of experience. You just got out of university.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the ministry, as I mentioned earlier, says that the Employment Services Act, that's Act number 8 of 2011, does not prohibit the practice, but it is highly discouraged, okay? And this comes after a vacancy advertised in a local daily newspaper required a non-refundable fee of 250 Namibian dollars per application. The vacancy was for an MD, Managing Director, at the Arts Performance Center, an arts and music non-governmental organization, NGO, at TUMEP. Now, Liz Hibda, the main director of the organization, defended the 250 payment requirement per application, saying that other companies also do it. Other companies also are in the practice. I've got labor expert online here, Abudi Setwell Scholz. Good morning, Setwell. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, NSK, Shaquan. On this cold winter morning. And good morning to the listeners. How are you today?
No, we cannot complain. Actually, we want to complain and we want to make it right, isn't it? Setwell. Now, in the case of the Arts Performance Center, Setwell, they asked 250 Namibian dollars for a position that they are advertising for. Okay. What are the charges companies charge job seekers on average? Okay, this was for an MD position, but what are we looking at in terms of these numbers?
So in terms of charging for job seekers, the norm in the industry is to charge absolutely no fee. What normally happens is if you make use of an employment agency to do your recruitment for you, then the cost would fall on the company and not on the individual applying. So that is normally a percentage of annual pensionable or annual salary, But that is definitely not recouped from the applicant normally.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you know what? I'm actually curious right now. When you say that the cost is on the company itself, is there ever a situation where the company pays for the recruitment process and whatever it is, but then later on when the person is actually employed, that a percentage is taken from them because they secured their job? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It does make sense, but I haven't seen that happen in practice yet.
Okay.
Because the only deductions you can make from an employee's salary is with their consent.
Mm.
So that would have to be negotiated before the time and say, okay, we spent, let's say, on average, $10,000, for instance,
yeah,
just as an example.
Mm-hmm.
So we would need $1,000 per month for the first 10 months of employment.
Crazy. Okay, that makes sense. So also, as said, well, as things stand right now, the Employment Service Act number 8 of 2011 doesn't necessarily prohibit this practice. So what can the ministry realistically do to take companies who charge this fees to task?
So the Act doesn't make provision for it, but the Act also does not prohibit it. So in law, we normally say that the Act is silent on the practice.
Mm.
But the minister does have the board, the Employment Services Board, that is established in terms of that specific Act, the Employment Services Act. And the purpose of that board is to guide and to advise the minister on these kind of practices, and also to give rectification processes and rectification advice to the minister. So in terms of this, the minister, in consultation with this board, can issue a regulation that specifically prohibits the charging of employees or job applicants for having to pay for applying for a position.
Mm.
Because if you apply for a position and you have a position vacant and you charge a fee, you're excluding a certain, you're discriminating actually,
mm-hmm,
against a specific group within the labor market that cannot afford to pay.
Absolutely,
that specific,
yeah,
amount, even though they might have the qualifications and experience that is needed for that job and might be the best candidate even.
Mm.
Now, getting back to the situation of the TUMIP situation, the Arts Performance Center, where the director, the current director, says that, well, every other company is doing it,
mm-hmm,
they engage in the practice. What could possibly be a justifiable reason, if any, said, well, to charge a job seeker these fees?
Personally, I can't think of any logical reason to charge a job seeker a fee, apart from the fact that the company has made the decision to make use of an employment services agency, but that is a cost that the company should be willing to take, and not pass it on to the applicants for that matter. So I don't think that there can be any justifiable reason for charging an applicant,
yeah,
to apply for a vacant position.
Oh, okay. But
if that answers the question.
But now, Sid, well, this is, I think this conversation for the most part was really sparked from an NGO that advertised a position. So in situations where it's actually an NGO, is there an exemption or will there ever be one? Because obviously they must not running on, they don't have enough funds already as it is.
Supposedly.
Supposedly, not. Yeah. But also,
normally, yeah, NGOs normally operate on donor funding.
Mm-hmm.
So if the NGO had the available funds to make the call to employ the Employment Services Agency, then I'm assuming they would have the funds available to pay for it, because it needs to be paid up front,
mm-hmm,
as soon as the appointment is made. So the recoupment of that just does not make sense to me logically. And it doesn't speak to the ethics within the employment within the employment arena,
mm-hmm,
because if you charge me to apply, then I mean it just doesn't make sense to me. My mind, the hamster, the wheels are turning, but the hamster is dead. If you can call it that.
Yeah. Sid, well, Schultz, thank you so much, sir, for your time. We appreciate you, sir. We are gonna maybe also tap into your expertise not so long ago, or in the distant future. But for now, let's leave it at that. I think this bit is clear for us.
Okay, 100%. Thank you, and have a good day.
All right, you
cheers.
Too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever
you are, wherever you at, you are tuned into Fresh Breakfast.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
It is 7:59 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We just had a good conversation that's with Sitwell Scholes, a labor expert. That conversation, if you missed it or you just joined us and you had some interesting stuff, that conversation will be up on our website in the next 10 minutes or so. Stick around for the news.
The car's loaded, the kids are strapped in, and the tank is full.